Officers from the state police, U.S. Marshals, FBI, and other agencies are working around the clock to apprehend Richard Matt and David Sweat. State Police Troop B Commander Major Charles Guest says the agencies are working together to perform a thorough ground search.
At this point, an excess of 150 leads have been developed since the escape was reported. The state police, DOCS, and federal investigative personnel, as well as surrounding agencies, are following up on each lead.
The pair used power tools in what's described as an elaborate plot, cutting through steel and brick to break out of the Clinton Correctional Facility near the Canadian border. Anthony Annucci is acting commissioner of the State Department of Corrections. Annucci says they're looking closely at contractors to determine where the tools may have come from.
We are completing our internal inventory of all of our tools, instrument by instrument. So far, everyone has been accounted for. That seems to lead to the possibility of a contractor having left it unsecured and perhaps not accounted for and perhaps obtained by these inmates. It's speculation at this point. We will pursue every lead possible until we answer this question definitively.
Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo says authorities will not rest until the pair is back in custody, and he warns they could be anywhere.
I don't want people to think, well, I'm in Buffalo, I'm quite a distance from Dannemora, and therefore there's no reason for people to be aware in Buffalo or Syracuse or Broome County. We should be on alert all across.
Cuomo adds once the two are apprehended, officials will be reviewing the specifics of how they escaped.
This is the first escape from Clinton Correctional. The maximum security portion of it is a facility that opened in 1865, believe it or not, and this is the first escape, and we want to make sure that it's the last escape.
Matt, a Tonawanda native, was behind bars for the 1997 brutal murder of his boss. Sweat was convicted of killing a Broome County Sheriff's deputy in 2002. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.